Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And let's get the ball rolling. African Beat continues in style. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Bandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds as usual coming from across the African continent as we make our first stop Nigeria with Tosin. This guy is a professional drummer based in Maryland, USA. And here he comes from his brand new album, This Is I Will Be There For You. This is good. And right after that, I Wanna Be Your Man by Sierra Leonean-born Marcelino, based in Canada. And right after that, Africa by Sini featuring Fireman from Rwanda. Well, let's start off with Nigerian-born Tosin right now in I Will Be There For You.
We gon' live together in harmony. me tell you, settle down, you face in front. That pretty can we get up and run. Chase every man up and down the hunt. Girl, I think it's time you better settle down.
Girl, friend,
I wanna be your man. I'm sick and tired of playing the rock boyfriend and the man. Cause you think I cannot spend. But when you need the love, you come chasing
girl,
me again.
Girl, friend,
I wanna be your man. I'm sick and tired of playing the rock boyfriend and the man. You think I cannot spend, but when you need the love, you come chasing me again.
Pause before you take off your drugs. I wanna be the man to love you till you're menopause. Love you for a reason and for a cause. Not for competition, not for applause.
Girl, pause before you take off your drawers. Once you make the step, there'll be no reverse. It's time you say bye-bye to regret and remorse. I'm gonna love you till the end, girl, for better and for worse.
Girl, friend,
I wanna be your man. I'm sick and tired of playing the rogue boyfriend and the man. You think I cannot spend, but when you need the love, you come chasing me again.
Girl, friend,
I wanna be your man. I'm sick and tired of playing the rogue boyfriend and the man. You think I cannot spend, but when you need the love, you come chasing me again.
Everybody know my son, you know the word.
Girl, friend,
girl, friend. I'm sick and tired of playing the rogue boyfriend and the man.
Cause you think I cannot spend, but when you need the love, you come chasing me again.
Girl, friend,
I wanna be your man. I'm sick and tired of playing the rogue boyfriend and the man.
Cause you think I cannot spend, but when you need the love, you come chasing me again.
Anytime they tell you, settle down, your face is grown. That anytime you get up and run. Chase every man up and down the corner. Girl, I think it's got it that I still be gone.
Girl, friend,
girl, friend.
I
wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
Girl, friend,
girl, friend. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
Yeah, go Africa. Yeah, go my Africa. need it. It's the chere mas a weed on it. Yes, Africa, if you need it. It's the chere mas a weed on it.
Africa, Cine featuring Fireman of Rwanda, and right before that, I Wanna Be Your Man, Marcelino from Sierra Leone and Nigeria's Tosin, and I Will Be There For You. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And my first guest is Milka Kakete, and she is from Tanzania. So Tanzania, you are going to start the race, and she's going to be my guest later on the show today. So stay tuned for that interview. It's special, because this lady is great, so stay tuned for that. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back with more music.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Yes, indeed. The African beat on the Voice of America. And don't forget to join me and my first guest on the African beat. That is Milka Kakete from Tanzania, who is going to be my guest right here in the studio today. But now let me take you to Uganda with Radio and Weasel in Obude. And right after that, No More Kwayo, I love this beat, by this great man from Ghana, Asem. But let's go to the top right now with Obude by Radio and Weasel of Uganda.
Obude, 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 obude,
on papers. How much matters why you come on? They debate us, planning and plotting against us. Ever since we moved in, they wanna vacate us. Now so when your mentor near your evicted, they thought I wouldn't last. So many can you predict it? Then I drop run away, then I drop ringtone. Then must I run away? They see say I be king. Charlie, I be too smart for your shallow thinking. May you will soon leave without my eyes blinking. I'm shining with a silver lining. I don't just rap, there's a scheme to my rhyming. And the wait is over. No more weight on my shoulders. I'm about to. Africa's very on hold. Very on hold. I'm play better shows. No more Zion. I'm pasty. I'm getting more dough. No more Zion. If you're a pretty girl, Charlie, give me blow. No more Zion. This year, skinny girls need a new figure. To get the biscuit, me flow no but you with me, I'll pass up a biscuit. I feel you know me but show some of your artistic. Me ding, my car, man, it's a lipstick. Munche, bear me be a oye muff muff. Chale little skinny dude, just wanna act up. Tiny bestie, I pull my low off. I get that the B-flex, chale you be loco. For the other squad, they don't deserve to be mentioned. Puss in boots, craving for attention. Cry babies waiting for detention. Crusading to attend my convention. The wait is over. No more weight on my shoulder. I'm about to. Africa's very on hold. Very on hold. I can play better shows. No more Zion. I'm pasty. I'm getting more dough. No more Zion. If you be pretty girl, Charlie, give me blow. No more Zion. This year, skinny girls need a new figure. Hang out with rock stars like I'm actually did it. But like you for a sick, I'm not taking easy. When we just said you're winning money, baby, they be with your sum. They are grouty with your GDJ. I get the bakery. You are just a bestseller. Critics rate me, they say I'll be bestseller. The more you they hate me, you they give me energy. They all can't wait to recite my elegy. The wait is over. No more weight on my shoulder. I'm about to. Africa's very on hold, very on hold. I didn't play better shows. No more Zion. I'm pasty, I'm getting more dough. No more Zion. If you be pretty girl, Charlie, give me blow. No more Zion. This year, skinny girls be the new figure.
No More Payo by Asem of Ghana, and at the top was Obude by Radio and Weasel of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am yours truly, David Vander, here in Washington. Don't go away, don't touch that dial. When I come back, my first guest is Milka Kakete from Tanzania, so stay tuned.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Earlier, when I started my show, I told you that I'll be having a very special guest. And this guest flew in all the way from Tanzania, and she's right here in the Voice of America studio. And Africa Beat is just going to be different today. And my guest is Milka Kakete from Tanzania. Welcome to the African Beat, Milka.
Thank you so much, David.
And I'm just excited having you as my guest today.
Me too. I'm so excited to be here too, and thank you for having me.
All right. And today we're going to talk about Milka's album. It's a wonderful album, and I'm sure you're itching right now to hear it. You want to hear the beats there, the African beat, the gospel beat, everything that is in this album you want to hear. But, you know, let's talk about you first, Milka.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in a Christian family, and I'm the youngest child of the family. And talking about my ministry, I started singing. I can't remember. I was very young, you know, when I started singing in a church choir. And so like singing for the Lord has been like my life, you know. Yeah, since I was a little child. Singing.
So it's like you wake up singing, you're walking down the street singing, you're going to do your chores, you're singing, everything you do, you sing.
I tell you. You got that right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And is that an inheritance? Did you actually get that from your family?
I can say that yes. Because my mom, actually, now she's heading to be almost 80. She still sings in the church choir.
Wow.
And, you know, one time I remember, you know, just recently, me and her, we were competing, you know, like how.
You competed with your mom?
With my mom. You won't believe it, but you know what? Yeah. You know, I was asking her, okay, I know, you know, now I'm still young and you're getting old, but who can go higher to get
the highest pitch?
Yes, to the highest pitch between me and you. And she said, okay. Bring it up.
Come on.
You know?
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And you know, you won't believe it, but she went higher than, she won.
Oh my God. Congratulations to you, Mama. What's her name?
Margaret.
Okay, Mommy Margaret, wherever you are, if you're listening to this program, I am so proud of you. And I want to say congratulations because I know you can do it because you are such a blessed woman.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And now let's come to your album. Your album is titled Nakungangania.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm speaking Swahili. I'm loving this job.
Proud of you, brother.
Yes, the album is Nakungangania. So tell me, what is the meaning of Nakungangania?
Nakungangania means I'm clinging on you, Lord, or I'm holding on to you.
Ah.
Yeah. And you know, so that's the whole meaning of the song, actually.
And my colleague Sunday was just telling me that this song is a favorite, and he said so many people love this song. What is it about this song?
Yeah, I know. This song, actually, the message in the song, but not only the message in the song, but also the beat. Eh? The beat in that song.
The African beat.
Yes, the
Tell
African
me about
beat.
It.
Eh? The African beat. So, you know, maybe, you know, when you play it, then the listeners will be able to hear and, you know, they will join us to celebrate and dance about
and
the song.
And we're expecting a lot of feedback. If you're listening to the show, whatever song you hear we play today, just make sure you give us some feedback. Write to africanbeat@voanews.com and we can pass that one on to Milka. All right? What is it again in this song that is in the message that you want people to know?
Yeah, actually, the message that I want people to know from this song, which, you know, carries the title of the album, is that the title itself, it says that I'm clinging on you, Lord. Bless me, heal me, and do not pass me by.
And besides, if you don't do that, I'll not let you go.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's like Jacob, you know, the way Jacob did. So this song actually, you know, it's very powerful.
Uh-huh.
It's very powerful. So, you know, I'll just wait and advise everybody to listen to
just listen to it. And if you don't understand Swahili,
that's right,
just listen to that one line.
Yes.
I am clinging on to you.
Yes.
So cling on and you listen. And if you want, you can get up and dance to the African beat, the African flavor that it's got.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're going to play the title track, Nakungangania, right from Milka's album. And this lady is wonderful. Milka Kakete in Nakungangania.
Nakungangania, 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 nakungangania. Usinipite, kama yule mwanamke kashika vazi la Yesu kangangania uponyaji wake na yeye akapona na kama vile Yakobo kamshika malaika kasema sikuachi mimi usiponibariki kama yule mwanamke kashika vazi la Yesu kangangania uponyaji wake na yeye akapona na kama vile Yakobo kamshika malaika kasema sikuachi mimi usiponibariki naye kamnganga nganga nganga ngangania akamnganga Kwanjia moja atakimbia kwanjia saba Ubariki uzao wangu Mimi na mimi nitakuwa kichwa Nakunganga nganga nganga ngangania Napokea ahadi zako Na tena ni maombi yangu Adui ainuka kwanjia moja atakimbia kwanjia saba Ubariki uzao wangu Mimi na mimi nitakuwa kichwa Mimi nakunganga nganga
Nakungangania, ngangania, ngangania, ngangania
sit down. Oh, Mommy Maggie, wherever you are, Mommy Margaret, I'm dedicating that song to you because I love the way you trashed Milka in that pitch competition.
That's right.
All right. You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats. My guest today, Milka Kakete from Tanzania, and we're talking about her new album, Nakungangania, which simply means, I am clinging on to you, Lord. Mm-hmm. All right. You told me you started singing in the church.
Yes.
And you are the youngest in the family.
Yes.
But you know, normally I ask some of my guests, my African guests that I do have on my show, mm-hmm. When they want to start singing, they will start in the church. But as soon as they become big stars, the church is no more important to them. Mm-hmm. They are looking for that mega stardom. Mm-hmm. And so they forget about their roots, about where it all started.
Right. That's right.
So what about you? What's the next phase in your career?
Oh, actually, yeah, it's true. The way you are saying, it might be true, but not that it doesn't apply to me for sure. You know, yeah.
Are you shying away from it because I'm asking you that now?
No. Yeah, no. Maybe that's why, you know, until now, maybe I'm not too, you know, maybe it's taking long maybe for me to get up there, just because maybe I'm clinging on the Lord and I don't want to, you know, to leave him, you know. Uh-huh. I don't want to go out there and get lost. Mm. That's what I can say. Mm. Because, you know, how will benefit me if I get the whole world and lose
your soul?
My soul. Mm. You know, that's a very important thing to know. You know, we may get everything, but if the way you say it, if we, you know, we escape from the roots, you know, then we.
And you know, check this one out. Do you know that some of them, after going to that, they're coming back.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They're coming back.
Yes, that's true. Because that's where, you know that, you know, even if you go anywhere, you'll eventually go back to your creator.
Okay, let's look at the next song. Dio Buana.
Yes.
Dio Buana. That's right, right? I'm speaking the Swahili right?
Perfectly.
Thank you. Dio Buana. So tell me about Dio Buana.
Yeah, Dio Buana, actually, that song is in Swahili and English.
Okay.
Yeah. In English, a lot of people know it in English that it says, I'm trading my sorrow. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Yeah. So, yes, Lord is Dio Buana, Dio Buana, Dio Buana.
Ah, you know? Okay.
Yeah. So I sang it in English and Swahili.
Ah,
you know, I love that
song. People are going to love that song.
Yes, I do.
It's a wonderful song.
Me too.
It's a wonderful song. And so you're playing with this song, giving it the African flavor.
That's right. Yeah, because even the beats in that song, it's more like African.
Like African.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been played like, you know, more African.
Like more African. I can't wait.
That's right.
You know, I tell people all the time, I say, when you look at some of the songs and you give it some real African beat around it, mm-hmm. it takes it all to a different level.
That's true.
And that's exactly what you're doing.
Yes.
And so let's enjoy this next beat now. Dio Buana. You know, it reminds me of the song Jambo Buana.
Oh, Jambo Buana.
Jambo Buana.
That's right. Ah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dio Buana. Let's get it on right now. The sound of Milka Kakete, yeah, right in the studio of the African Beat from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Dio Buana.
Dio Buana, Dio Buana, Nairobi, Dio.
Yes, indeed. Ndio Bwana. Beautiful music. Yes, lad. Oh, man, I love it. It's the African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Van, here with my guest, Milka Kakete from Tanzania. You know, I love to visit that country someday.
You would love it.
I can remember the former president, mm-hmm. Julius Nyerere.
That's right.
Was one of my favorite, my finest people on earth.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, we still.
Any time I think of that man, I say, "Wow, I mm-hmm. want to visit this country someday."
Oh, my brother, you won't regret it.
Yeah,
I'm encouraging you to, you know, to make that, you know, do that plan sooner.
Sooner. Than later. Okay, all right. Yes, indeed. We're having fun. That, you know, I love my job, man. I feel so good doing it. But you know, we are now into the new year because everybody around in Tanzania, around the world, where you're going, doing your tour, here and there, playing your music, teaching people, what are you envisaging?
My vision is to focus on what we were created as to do, you know, to do and to be, you know, because God gives us, you know, good gifts and talents, and you know, each and everyone has that, you know, but we don't know maybe how to use it and when to use it. So I'm looking forward to the coming year to start very strongly, you know, recognizing mm-hmm. those talents and gifts that God has put inside me.
And talking about talents and gifts, if I should ask you, you are going up, mm-hmm. you know, into stardom, and everybody's looking up to you. And you know, there's some young girls or young boys in Tanzania or any place that you go where you minister your songs that will be looking at you as an icon, looking at you as somebody that they can, as a good example that they can look up to, mm-hmm. But they don't have that opportunity. And some of them, again, have the opportunity, but because they say, okay, oh, if I become a star, that is it. I don't even care about schooling anymore. What advice would you give them?
Oh, you know what? Education is the key to everything. You want to explore more and to do this and that, you need to have that knowledge. You need to, you know, to enlighten your path by getting education, you know. So I'll say education is the key, you know. So no matter to what level you'll get, but you need foundation.
You need the foundation.
You need the foundation.
Definitely. You definitely need that foundation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Wanipenda. Wanipenda is one of your songs, right?
Yes.
And let's talk about Wanipenda. Mm. You know, when I'm learning the Swahili a little bit, it comes to penda, nakupenda, you know. You see, I'm picking it up. So now I'm hearing Wanipenda for the first time. Yes. So tell me about Wanipenda.
Wanipenda is the song that talks about, you know, it's more like you and God, you know, directly. You're telling God that I know that you love me,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's between me and you, God. You know, sometimes, you know, we forget. We take for granted about a lot of things. You know, instead of going back and say, you know, God, even...
I thank you.
You know, even though I've been, away or, I've been running around, but I can still remember that you love me. And you still do. So, you know, it's a song to recognize his love.
His love.
Yes.
And nakupenda, I'm trying to bring back the penda.
Yeah.
It's something about love, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the song actually, it talks more about the way I said, but also, it has the African beat.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of a combination.
Can you give me an a cappella version, a little, just quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Come on, go ahead.
Yeah. Wanipenda wanijali wewe kwangu ni Jehova Yire. Wengine wote wanikane wewe kwangu ni komba yeniko. Na yaleta matatizo yangu kwako napokea furaha moyoni.
Hey, yeah. Oh la la. That voice is sweet. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. And now let's check out this song, Wanipenda. You've listened to it and you are surely going to enjoy it. Just focus your mind on it and focus your mind on his love for you. Mm-hmm. Wanipenda is our next track.
Ya vidole vyako
Wanipenda, wonderful music, wonderful voice, beautiful beats, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. And this is the African Beat. I am David Vandy. And we have our final track that we're going to play today, and that is Natamani. Natamani will come. But now let's talk about this song, Natamani. What is Natamani all about?
Actually, Natamani simply means that I desire to be like you. Mm. Or my desire is to be more like you. And so the song talks about Natamani. Kuketi nawe, kuongea nawe. It simply means that I desire to sit down with you and talk to you, you know, and hear what you say.
And hear what you say.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, about me or about my life. And, you know, we get to a point that we need to go back and say, Lord, this time, just quiet.
Just
time.
Quiet, just for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just for you and me.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so that I can express how I feel about you, my Lord. And so that I can hear from you as well. You know, it's just between you and God.
You know, when you were trying to explain that, I felt the softness in your voice. Mm. It's like you're talking to him right now.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, before we play the song and before we say goodbye, people definitely that will be listening to you all across the world right now and the African Beat all across Africa, we want to know how can they get your songs. You have a website, you have where people can go that they'll be able to locate your album?
Yeah, actually, right now the website is under construction.
Okay.
But they can reach me, you know, through my email.
Okay, you can give them your email now?
Yes.
Go
definitely.
Ahead.
Yeah. So my email address is milkashefan@yahoo.com, which is MILCA and then SHEPHAN@yahoo.com.
Okay, yes. MilkaShefan@yahoo.com.
Yes, MilkaShefan.
MilkaShefan@yahoo.com. That's you can right. Check that one out. Send Milka an email, and definitely she will get back to you and see how you can get a copy of this album. You definitely need to get a copy of it because it's uplifting and it's good. It's going to touch your soul and transform your life
That's
forever.
Right.
All right. Well, Milka, I want to thank you for being my guest today. It's been such a wonderful pleasure talking to you. And I know you've been going all around the building looking for a place to park.
Well,
I just want to say welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you so much. Oh, that definitely welcomed me.
But I'm sure there's Mama back home, Mommy Margaret back home, and your other friends and family that you want to say hi to out there.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I would like to say, you know, thank you for everyone, each and everyone who have been listening to this program and, you know, taking your time to listen to my, you know, my interview, and my family out there. I love you all.
All right.
You know, don't miss to find out about this album, actually. And you can find me on Facebook as well. Yeah, so I would love to say thank you.
Definitely. Milka would love to hear back from you. You can search her up on Facebook. Go there and check her out. Or you can send her an email. And to my favorite person right now, Mommy Margaret, wherever you are listening to this program, I love you so much. God bless you for bringing forth this wonderful lady. And with that, I want to thank you out there for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. On behalf of my guest, Milka Kakete from Tanzania, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye as I leave you now with Natamani, a song by Milka Kakete.
Nakumbuka mateso yako, kukupenda kwangu ni kuchukia. Katika ule mti uliodharauliwa, msalaba ndio ulionipa thamani ya wokovu wangu. Thamani hiyo ni uponyaji mwilini mwangu. Thamani hiyo ya msalaba nikapata msamaha mimi mwenye dhambi. Thamani hiyo ikithibitisho kuwa nitakuwa katika ufalme wa Baba yangu milele. Haleluya, haleluya. Mimi natamani